Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3
WOMC. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Don't buy you me some you're peanuts singing today? And
Cracker Jack.
I don't know when we're going back.
If I ever get back for it.
Good is root for the Tigers.
If they don't win, that's the shame.
The good news is they're not going to lose today, you guys. We're all losers.
No, they're not. The bad news is we're not down there watching them with our pals, our buddies, having cocktails ahead of time upstairs at Hockey Town and... You know, our little party that the ticket throws in Grand Circus Park every year. It's all on hold until we're over this. This is officially day number 3 of the official state-ordered stay-at-home, stay-safe, stay-connected edict that came down Monday night at midnight.
I'm doing all right. I mean, I got out yesterday, took a walk, and it was gorgeous out. It was sunny. It was absolutely beautiful. But can you imagine how many really cold opening days we've had? And today is 57 degrees. I think it's going to be or somewhere around that, cloudy, but still, it would have. And then not to rub salt in the wound or anything, but let's see, tomorrow or today actually would have begun the regional NCAA tournament. That's where we would have been with March Madness right now too. Hard to believe, right? But
that's right.
We're doing what we can. Yeah, right. You think state? What about state?
State would have been in. No, state would have still been in.
All right. Well, anyway. Not to start your day on a depressing note, because we don't want to do that.
No, well, I'm just saying.
It's the new reality.
It's fun thinking about baseball and opening day. We all have fond memories of that. So close your eyes, forget where you are, and pretend you're down at Comerica Park.
There you go.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
And what is this, day 9 now? I guess it is day 9 of the all-new JJ and Joanne show here on WOMC. You can always join us on our website, WOMC.com, to live stream anywhere you are. But if you're out of the area, you can always download radio.com. And your smart speakers, they'll respond nicely if you simply say play 104.3 WOMC.
Yeah, so many ways to listen these days. We were talking about Valentine Distilling Company a couple minutes ago and how they're making hand sanitizers. Well, you know, Ryan Reynolds, great, I was going to say hot actor, but I'm a woman. So good-looking actor, Ryan Reynolds.
Eric must still be asleep.
Yes, he is.
Or do you have a hall pass for that one?
No, it's not him. There's other hall passes.
Hugh Jackman's definitely on the hall pass list.
Yeah, that's it.
Really? That's the pass? That's number one pass list for you?
Okay, not only is Hugh Jackman good-looking, he's ridiculously talented and can sing.
Wow.
Okay, that and act.
Who's on? I'd rather know what's on Eric's list, though, tell you
the truth. Joanne's getting verklempt over there.
She is.
Who's on Eric's Hall Pass list? Let me think about that. I'll get back to it. Ryan Reynolds.
And please tell me it ain't Ryan Reynolds.
No, it's not. He makes gin. He's got a gin company, right?
Yes, he does.
Aviation gin.
Aviation gin. He has announced that 30% of all proceeds from online sales of aviation gin until May 1st are going to be going to the Bartenders Guild Fund. And that's helping, obviously, bartenders who are not working during this time. He says, I wouldn't be the father I am today without bartenders.
Yeah, he's absolutely amazing. Some of it, he has... Some of the most creative advertising. We played not too long ago. He had on Leap Day, He gave an 84-year-old lady who was turning 21 because of her, she was born on a leap day, her first legal drink. And it was so funny. And the dude is, has the most beautiful wife in the world, Blake Lively. And they donated $1 million to the coronavirus fund as well.
Yeah, they did. They did. He's doing good work
for them. You guys are going to learn something about me during the course of this show. I don't give a crap. I don't give a crap about these celebrities. Not one.
Look, I don't usually,
to tell you the truth,
unless they're doing good work like this, and then I think it's fair to give them a shout out.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits,
104.3 WOMC. Going to be a beautiful day in Detroit. High around 60 degrees here in the Motor City. We'll keep an eye on the clouds for you, though. Could be seeing a little bit of that today. So, I knew this was going to happen, by the way, and you guys should thank me. You've been very critical of me for my somewhat lack of participation in hashtag play on the porch over the past several
days. Yeah, you could step up your game a little bit. Mm-hmm. True.
Well, I knew that you eager beavers would get tired of doing it, and that I would have to come in and pick up the slack. Neither one of you slackers did it last night, so I was there for you. You see how this works? It's called teamwork. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Maybe I did laze out for the first few days, but I knew I would come back strong.
Yeah,
that's right.
Exactly.
I'll admit, JJ, I haven't done one in like 3 days.
Yeah.
But that's because you couldn't outdo what you've done before.
That's right.
Okay. I got your back. So anyway, I told you I let my kid and his girlfriend back in the house, right? Against my better judgment, but they're back in. So I tagged them and man, my son, I said, oh crap, it's like 10 to 6. I said, Davis, he's up in his room. I don't know what they're doing up there. Well,
Do you want to know?
I yelled up to him, Davis, and he opens the door real quick. What? And I'm like, I need you to get your guitar and get down here and learn this song. We got to do it in 10 minutes. And he goes, sorry, no, I'm not doing that. So I had to literally browbeat him to death to get him to do it and his girlfriend to participate, too. And he said, that's the worst song I've ever heard in my life. Who is that guy? I said, it's Woody Guthrie. Because I played it for him on Siri, right? No, he had not. He didn't know the song. He didn't know anything about it. But he gave it the yeoman's try anyway on our front porch last night. This land is your land.
This land is your land. This land is my land. From the California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf waters. This land was made for you and me.
Okay, Miss Laffy Pants, let's hear yours.
No, I didn't do it. You're right, but I think you kind of that this land is my land. This land is your land. From down, you just kind of went up when I think you were supposed to go down. But that's okay. I'm not judging you. Although,
hold on, I got audio of Joanne's. I got audio of Joanne's here.
Okay. Yep, that was mine.
I actually have one more. This is Jordan. She's the lady that created the hashtag Play on the Porch 2020 Facebook group, which, by the way, has 17,000 members now.
Ooh, I like it.
This land is your land. This land is my land.
Wow, a little upbeat. This is the disco version.
From the Redwood Forest to the Gulf Stream waters.
Oh, come on. Mine was at least as good as this.
Yeah.
Okay, you know why?
I think you did a great job.
You did, but your son and his girlfriend looked like it was like a hostage tape.
It was. Absolutely.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Talking about hashtag play on the porch, and I told you I had to literally drag my kid and his girlfriend kicking and screaming onto the front porch. He'd never heard the song in his life, and obviously never played it, so he learned the chords. He said, what are the chords? I said, I don't know. I said, hold on, I'll look them up for you. Mr. Rockstar. So I did, and I showed him the page. He looked at it, he goes, blank, 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 blank. He said, okay, let's go. So he did it, but at the end, and I literally have to drag him out there. And at the end
they didn't
of
look
it,
happy. Yeah.
At the end of the video, TP's, well, don't you want to do a second take? And I said, F no. But the problem is, it actually, the tape was still running when I did all of that, and I didn't even look at it. I posted it to the station's, the WOMC Facebook page, and to my personal page. And if you go there, you'll see some of the comments. They're like laughing. I goes, what in the world is going on? So I went back and watched it.
Holy smokes. I actually have that audio, JJ.
No, you don't. Yes. Do you have it?
Yeah, here you go.
I heard one more just in case.
No. Oh,
it was terrible. It was a terrible opening. I mean, we all were off key, off kilter, off everything.
Good. Perfect. All the better.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so many things I love about that, including Davis's honesty. We were off key, off kilter. We sucked. He's basically what he's saying.
Basically, and we did. We all know that, but that's kind of the point, isn't it?
It is the point.
I don't think anybody's going to be, volunteering you for a Grammy for this performance, Davis. Yeah. It's going to be all right. Just the
for a Broadway performance.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits,
104.3 WOMC. March 26th.
Yeah, lots of people's birthdays today. Yeah, you know, this is a guy. You remember Detroit 187? I was so bummed when that show was canceled. Michael Imperioli.
Christopher from The Sopranos.
Yep. Yeah, him. Well, that too. That was, of course, what he was known for.
He was a regular guest on our old show. In fact, I've met him a couple of times. For whatever reason, during the first two, well, the second and third season of The Sopranos, they invited us to New York to see the premiere of the first two episodes of the new season.
That's
2 years
awesome.
In a row.
Wow.
So we partied with these guys. It was pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. Michael Imperioli was one of the guys. He was just a young punk at the time, right? So
yeah.
He didn't mind. Yeah. He didn't mind rubbing elbows with the lowly radio disc jockeys, but the other stars.
The unwashed.
Yeah. That's right. Anyway, yeah, Michael Imperioli. Keira Knightley, one of my heartthrobs. Speaking of a hall pass, Keira Knightley would be on my list somewhere.
I'm kind of bummed, though. You know, she's a mom now, and she said she's not going to do any more nude scenes, so that's a bummer.
Heartbreaking. Oh, what will you boys do?
Shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard Nimoy, Diana Ross, by the way.
Yeah.
And
Jennifer Grey.
One more.
And now, a star is born. On March 26th, 1948, the world welcomed little baby Steven Tyler. The future rocker came into the world in the same way he would eventually spend his life, screaming. Steven Tyler, a star is born.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
So the big thing, and I gotta throw Tim under the bus. Tim Roberts, he's our program director, and I remember before we even started the show, like the week before we were going to start, and all of a sudden we're in the midst of this coronavirus stuff, but everything was still fairly normal at that point. It all turned to you-know-what very shortly afterwards, but he came in and he's like brainstorming ideas, and he goes, I came up with this great idea for a parody song called My Corona. And I said, really, Tim? I said, will yours be the 35th or the 49th? Version of My Corona that's already been on the table. He goes, what? You mean somebody else thought of that? I said, yeah, 2 weeks ago, for God's sakes.
Yeah. Just like he invented the 10th caller.
Yes, I know.
Oh, we love you.
Anyway, so yes, we do. So the point is, yes, everybody and their brother is doing a cover. It's the obvious, it's the go to My Corona, My Sharona by the neck. Mm-hmm. By the way, a lead singer of the band and the guy who formed the band, Doug Feiger, brother of our very own Jeffrey Feiger, barrister here in the Metro Detroit area. But the lead guitar player, his name is Burton Avare. He did a video yesterday. He's not doing his own version of the song, but he had some very helpful information for fans.
Why not, instead of another instruction video on how to wash my hands, I give them an instruction video on how to play the guitar solo in My Sharona. And with any luck, we'll get Prescott Niles, my old partner Nat Crime, here to join me at the end. If we can work out the sheltering and social distancing part. Anyway.
It's really fun to watch the guy playing this. He's really good.
Yeah, his fingers move so fast. It's amazing.
Wait, does he give you a lesson, though, afterward, how to do it yourself?
Well,
or is
he's just showing you
it?
How to do it right now.
There's
it's a close-up of his fingering. Yes.
Okay, got it.
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Day number 9.
Yes.
I've lost count already. In fact, I forgot to put my scratch mark in the wall yesterday to demark the eighth show of ours. I'm putting like a prison cell. I'm putting marks on the wall, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then the fifth one slashed through it like that. You know, they do that.
Is that near your bed, by the way?
No.
That's his headboard.
Those are other hash marks.
Different slash
marks.
That's
something else.
They do that with lipstick. Anyway,
oh, very nice.
The video that we just played for you with the guy from the Knack, the lead guitar player, jamming for the solo to teach you parody songwriters how to play the guitar solo. If you're going to write the parody song, you should at least be able to play the guitar solo. It's not only on our webpage, but I've now posted it to our Facebook account, facebook.com/WOMC.
You know, there are so many things that people can do when they're home, like watch these artists and their videos and all that. But what's becoming clear to me is that people are maybe not spending enough time cleaning when they're home during this whole coronavirus crisis. There's a new survey out that says 1 in 4 people say they haven't cleaned their refrigerator in 6 or more months.
Oh,
have you guys cleaned your refrigerator?
I clean mine at least once a month. I have to wipe it down and because it starts to smell.
It does, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I don't do leftovers, JJ.
So I never have anything smelly in there. Everything's closed up in packages, so nothing smells. But I do clean it out all the time. And I would have done that, and thank God I didn't, on Sunday because garbage day was Monday, and Cupcake here wasn't here to take it down for me.
Seriously, with the Cupcake, are you about done? All right, listen, here's another stat from this thing. 4 in 10, you're lucky I'm not sitting next to you. I'd be kicking your shins. 4 in 10 change their bed sheets every couple of weeks. Now, I change my sheets every week. How often do you guys change your sheets?
Couple weeks.
I'd give it 2 weeks, yeah.
Oh, yuck. Really? After a week, I just feel like, they don't feel good anymore. No, okay, how about this?
They don't smell. Everything's fine with them. The only thing that I like about having clean sheets is when you put them on, they're taut, they're crisp, they're clean, they're neat, and going to bed that first night is fun. After that, who cares? 2 weeks is good. I only have one set of sheets, by the way. I don't have a pair to switch with them, so I have to strip the bed, wash them, and make the bed all on the same day. That's challenging.
Isn't that the worst, though, if you go up to bed and if you do that and you realize the sheets are not back on the bed? I've been so tired sometimes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, what's worse is then you realize they're not only not on the bed, they're still in the washer. They're not even dry yet, so you're out of luck. You got to crawl in and sleep on the dang mattress.
Or the mattress pad. Hope you have one of those. All right, and one final thing. 59% of people have dirty dishes in the sink at any given moment.
I would say that's probably true, but I mean, I usually do the dishes every couple of days. Like, I'll load up the dishwasher, but once.
Every couple of days?
I do them every couple hours. I got one dirty dish in my sink right now, and it's a little tiny teaspoon that I stirred my tea with this morning. It's sitting there. Everything else is clean.
I guess I have so many dishes. I don't know.
Or you're just a slob, one or the other.
Not that I'm just a slob.
All that smelly food in the refrigerator, that doesn't surprise me.
I'll say we have never gone through so many dishes, though, all being home. Like, we're constantly running the dishwasher, right? By the way, postscript, Detroit found to have the third cleanest homes in the country. So it's not all bad, everyone.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC. WOMC's Mornings with Detroit's Good News. Now.
Here are good news this morning brought to us by Henry Ford Health System.
And yes, good news out of Troy, Michigan, as a matter of fact. First it was the hand sanitizer, now it's toilet paper. A company called Emergency Restoration in Troy are planning to give away 2,400 individually wrapped rolls of toilet paper to you, the general public, free of charge today. They're on 14 Mile between John R. and DeQuinder. Again, it's Emergency Restoration. People were lined up, I guess, for the hand sanitizer, some of them for over an hour. And now it's going to be toilet paper. But cleverly, they don't list the time of day that they open their door. So take your chances. Get there early. 2,400 rolls will go quickly, too.
Yeah, Two per person. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
That's the limit.
All right. I think, JJ, the best news that I've reported in a long time, and it has nothing to do with coronavirus. Do you eat cookie dough when you make cookies? Like, you know, if you're making the Pillsbury and you get, okay, guess what? And everyone warns you, right? No, you can't do it. There's a risk of salmonella and all that stuff. Okay, but guess what? There is a risk there. I know my kids still do it too. But listen to this. Pillsbury has just announced that all of its cookie dough will be safe to eat by the end of the summer. They're using a new process with heat-treated flour and pasteurized eggs to eliminate the risk of salmonella. So people will now, you can safely, or will be by the end of the summer, you'll be able to safely eat Pillsbury cookie dough. Woohoo!
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I never worried about it myself much. Jason, I don't imagine you did either. If there was cookie dough out there, raw cookie dough, who doesn't scrape the bowl?
I'm not eating like the entire bowl of cookie dough or an entire tube, but I'll have a little piece here or there. But now, like, I love the breakaway cookie. Like, you just break them and put them in the... Now, the picture actually is on WMC.com of the packaging, and it says bake or eat, and they're breakaway. I can start breakaway little pops and pop them in my mouth. They're great.
I know.
Yeah, when my mom used to make them or whatever, somebody made them, you know, you roll them into little balls before you flatten them out or put them in the cookie sheet. I just eat those little balls one at a time.
Oh, like, so good.
Yeah,
well, now
best.
You can do it with Pillsbury's. Rest assured, by the end of the summer again, all right?
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Happy Thursday morning. You know, I think we're going to get some sunshine in here, Joanne. The clouds are beginning to part a little bit. And boy, is it going to be warm today, too, about 60 degrees.
Hey, I'm glad that you have a window, by the way, JJ, in your place. Because I'm in my basement and can't see outside, and neither can Jason.
Bunker. I'm in the Soaring Eagle's Nest here in Auburn Hills. I got a nice view of the world from up here. It's kind of cool. In fact, I threatened to do this yesterday. I'm going to take a picture from up here so you can see why we've called this the Soaring Eagle's Nest, after all.
Please do.
We're saluting all kinds of different people who are rising above and beyond during the course of this corona crisis, truck drivers, et cetera, musicians. We'll get more of that later in the show today, but restaurants as well, because these are the people who unfortunately are having to lay off staff members because they're not doing the volume of delivery and so forth. And today we thought we would talk to Dick and Joanne's favorite places. This is kind of interesting. A little window into the Purton world.
It is. It's our favorite lunch spot. Let's give Mike a call. He is the owner of the Novi Coney Island, again, in Novi. And all right, Jace, we got him on the phone. Cool. Good morning, Mike. How are you doing? Mike owns Novi Coney Island, a favorite spot for my dad and me to have lunch, which obviously we haven't been there lately. But how are you guys holding up, Mike?
We're doing okay. We're doing takeout right now, takeout only. We do some deliveries, and we have curbside pickup.
You do? Okay.
Yes.
I hear the community is really trying to support you guys,
Mike.
You
know, yeah, we have very loyal, good loyal customers here, very good community, and everybody loves Novi Coney Island.
What's Dick's normal order, Mike, when he shows up with Joanne for lunch? What's Dick get?
We're famous here for our great soups and chicken Greek salad, and we have great stuffed cabbage soup. Dick Burton loves that, and we have chicken chili. He loves that also.
Yes, he does.
No loose burgers for your dad, Joanne?
No. Nope. As a matter of fact, he's very picky, too. When he orders the cabbage soup, he asks for extra cabbage, less broth. And then he usually takes to go the white bean chicken chili, which is just to die for.
I don't want to be around him in about 20 minutes after that, though.
Yeah. No kidding. Good thing he's social distancing from us.
That's why I leave lunch about 19 minutes after we eat.
Yeah, there you go. Mike, and you drive separately.
And we're getting great support from the community here, and everybody's ordering here and trying to support us to keep the doors open in the meantime.
Thanks for hanging in there with us and serving the community, Mike. Appreciate it. Novi Coney Island.
Thank you for checking on us. We appreciate it.
Hey, by the way, and Joanne is a postscript to this after our toilet paper calculation at your house. And I'm a little concerned you only have an 8-day supply. I think y'all better start going on a steady diet of cheese.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
You know, we got another fallout, you guys, from the coronavirus. Rolo cannot wag his tail. Okay, listen to this. Rolo is a dog that, apparently, according to its owner, she says on social media, so my dog has been so happy that everyone is home for quarantine that his tail has stopped working. So we went to the vet. The vet said he has sprained his tail from excessive wagging.
Aw, poor boobies. Now, this happened. It wasn't from wagging her tail, but Tinsley actually sprained her tail as well. It was too much in the water, and the doctor said that, you know, I have too much of them swimming like that. Their tail, it basically just went limp, and she couldn't move her tail for like 5 days. It was weirdest thing.
Yeah, that's what's going on with sweet little Rolo here.
He's so excited, the owner's home all day, that they don't leave for work and all of that. So, yeah, I guess.
Right? I mean, dogs are used to spending... Exactly. Why is everyone here? This is another Saturday, another Sunday.
And how cool is this?
I know. So
meanwhile,
I wonder
the cat says, get the hell out!
JJ and Joanne in the morning.
Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
You know what time it is, JJ? It is time to play on the porch. Ram Trucks, WMC standing strong with you to help you stay connected. Now, the reason why you chuckle is because of your stellar performance last night. Mm. You went out to your porch, you and your son and his girlfriend. You dragged them out.
I dragged them kicking and screaming. He never heard of the song. I played it for him by Woody Guthrie, and he said, that's the worst song I've ever heard in my life. I'm not learning how to play this song. It's terrible, Dad. I'm not doing this.
Oh, yes, he did it, though.
And his friend
is your land. This land is my land. From the California to the New York Island. From the Redwood Forest
Laugh
to
it up.
The Gulf Stream waters. This land was made for you and me.
Well done. Well done.
Oh, no, you're laughing.
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. Well, I am laughing because every time I hear it, I think you're combining, like, the chorus with part of with one of the verses or something with the way you're singing.
I don't know, where's yours?
Is she giving you musical critiques right now?
Yes,
I mean, what is going on?
Miss Hummer. And by the way, so as soon as this is done and I post it, a couple of minutes later, my son gets a text from his buddy who lives down in Columbus who saw it, and he said, how baked were you guys when you did that performance?
Actually, JJ, I actually found Joanne's performance from last night.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nice.
There it is.
It's because I wanted to let JJ shine this time, okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Is that it? Sure. You can find JJ's great performance, though, on WMC's Facebook page. Hey, are you guys ready now for today's
song?
Oh,
by the way, there's a postscript. Wait a minute. There's a postscript to the whole story. We'll get into that in another song or so.
I have it right here if you want to do it right now.
Let's do it another song or so. Let's get today's on the table, right? So the idea is, as you know, the idea is you go out on the front porch. We give you a song every day around this time, and you go on the front porch and you either sing it or play it on some kind of a musical instrument or whatever, and then you post it to your social media account with the hashtag #PlayOnThePorch.
Yeah, that easy. All right, today's song is Hallelujah.
Do you want to know something?
What?
I don't even know how to spell Hallelujah.
I actually
have
don't either. I use spell
idea
check for that.
How you even spell that. And by the way,
H A double hockey sticks E J U A
H
U A H.
But here's the bigger issue than how to spell it.
I'm proving my point. You have no idea either. Plus,
I can't even spell refrigerator.
A more complicated song to sing.
Well, which version are we talking about here?
Oh, that's the other question. Who knows? Aren't there a million versions of this?
Well, I was a little confused. Is it this one? Is it the one that, if you've ever seen...
Hallelujah, hallelujah,
you got it.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Not that one?
I don't know.
Which is actually good, because that one is really hard to sing. Okay, you want
to
know which version it
sing.
Is? Not this one, though. The other one is... I can't
Come on, Joanne, do it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That one. Okay,
that
guys,
sounds
sing
like some kind of Michael Bublé crap.
No, it's a great song. Actually, Katie Lang does an amazing version of that song. A lot of people do amazing versions of that song. So search that song and then sing or play that tonight. Okay?
Use the hashtag play on the porch.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I'm taking myself.
Connected.
I'm benching myself for tonight.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Speaking of nobody's business, that would be the postscript to the video that I placed on our Facebook page last night of hashtag play on the porch. My son and his girlfriend joined me, as you just heard, just a couple of minutes ago. But I apparently inadvertently left the video rolling as we were wrapping up operations, and we get off the porch, and I told you it was a problem. My son hated the song. He didn't want to do it. I begged him. I gave him about 5 minutes to prepare for this, and when we're all said and done, he's got the nerve to say, wait a minute, don't you want to do a second take?
That was terrible opening. I mean, we all were off key, off kilter, off everything. Good, perfect, all the better.
But it kept going a little bit longer than that. But he, I immediately, I'm packing up. Don't you want to do it? I said, F no, I don't. And, but the key is I posted it all on social media without realizing it. I had to go back, take it down, and edit all that stuff out of it.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3
WOMC. Okay, well, just because I'm like a juvenile delinquent, I found this funny. My mom was cleaning out their liquor cabinet and offered me a bottle of vodka they've had for ages. I had to say no because I know it's 70% water from me stealing it when I was 16. No thanks, Mom.
Oh, that is too funny.
JJ and Joanne, the sun is shining on us on a Thursday here at Detroit's Greatest Hits, WOMC. Join us online at radio.com or on your smart speakers anytime. We're everywhere.
Absolutely. You know what we have loved to do is salute local businesses who are making a difference during this tough time. And one of them is a big one. We're talking about Bedrock that is helping out their tenants during this tough time.
Yeah, and by the way, we have the CEO, Matt Cullen, on the line with us right now. Hello, Matt. Good morning.
Good morning. I've actually been hearing your voice in the morning for many years, so it's good to hear it in the phone.
Matt, Aww. Thank you very much. Nice of you to say. And nice of you guys to step up in this time of crisis and need for the members of the Detroit area. It's fantastic.
Well, you know what? It was the right thing to do, and that's one kind of lesson that Dan Gilbert gave us. It's like, let's do the right thing, and in this instance, it was pretty clear what that was. I mean, we had a number of our smaller sort of retail tenants that were more vulnerable to this, and with the governor's mandate, they needed to close down and things like that. So it really was very impactful. We heard from them very clearly that they had a lot of concerns, a lot of fear in a way about looking after their team members and so on. And so this was something that we thought was the a balance of sort of good business and being caring about people that are important to us.
Hey, Matt, what exactly are you doing for your tenants?
Well, what we've done is for our retail and restaurant tenants, our smaller tenants, and we have kind of dozens of those in Detroit and in Cleveland, which are our two primary areas. Depending on the size of the company, we're either for 60 or 90 days. So April, May, and June, in most instances, we are forgiving all rent, all the associated costs, and all parking. We're also set up a system for them to connect with all the best information about what might be available to them from a small business standpoint and so on. And the third piece of that is we also have gone to a fairly significant extent to help them showcase what they are doing. I mean, in many cases, the restaurants are still open for takeout. In some cases, there's virtual yoga, there's things being sold online. So we're doing those kind of three different approaches to really help people get connected and stay connected during this time.
You know, shame on us, but right off the top, we should have said, how's Dan doing?
You know, Dan is, he's getting better all the time. We had just, you know, really just before this virus, Dan had made a sort of big public appearance, if you will, with the Cranes event, and I think people were really heartened to see him in that context, and he spoke for 20 or 25 minutes and captured about every topic across the board, and that's what we're seeing on a regular basis, that continued progress, and importantly, that really continued engagement in all aspects of his business, but maybe even with a particular focus still on the city of Detroit. And I'm part of the Bedrock organization. I head that up, and Dan's keenly focused still on the real estate in Detroit and very supportive of this initiative that we rolled out.
Yeah, it's just fantastic. And I know rolling out this initiative, you're hoping that other businesses or other landlords will follow suit in some way the best they can, right?
I think that's exactly right, Joanne. I mean, in some cases, they can do the same thing. In other cases, they can't. I mean, all landlords are not the same and all tenants' circumstances are not the same. But what is the same is that everybody needs to engage with their tenants, with their places of business that they like to be with, associated with, and so on, and try and be helpful, because sometimes it only takes getting connected and reaching out and touching base with somebody, they find that very helpful. In other cases, you know, there's things we can do on rent and so on, like we did. But hopefully everybody's doing what they can, because we need each other at this point in time.
We most certainly do. Matt Cullen, CEO of Bedrock, thank you so much.
And please, please say hello and send our best wishes to Dan Gilbert from JJ and Joanne. Would you do that for us?
We will absolutely do that. Thank you.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Morning, Keith Feamy, JJ and Joanne, WOMC Radio Detroit. How are you, my friend?
JJ, it's good to hear your voice, brother.
Thank you.
What about me,
you.
Keith?
Joanne,
well, you didn't hear yours
I hear
yet.
Your voice. I hear your voice now. Good morning to you, too.
Hey, we always whining. You know what? She's always whining for attention.
Yes, I am.
Well, she's just reminding us that she's there. That's all.
Yes, Keith and I are friends, too. But, Keith, you know, I've been on Facebook a lot lately, and I have seen these absolutely darling videos, and very helpful videos, I might add, as well, with you and your grandson, kind of talking about the importance of healthy eating during this whole coronavirus thing. Tell us what you're doing.
I'm just a small part of this whole thing. I think we all need to try to do anything we can. And so if doing a little cooking on Facebook can put a smile on anybody's face, that's wonderful. Of course, having a little not quite two-year-old by your side as you're trying to explain the benefits of asparagus or chocolate or mushrooms is a little challenging, but it's a blast. I really enjoy it, especially in these times. If you can really think through the process of what can I put in my body that can just help build my immune system, strengthen the cells, the membrane, everything that goes on inside your body. If you think about what goes in your mouth is going to impact how you live and breathe and everything, there's never been a more important time to really be conscious about how you eat.
Yeah, well, how do you think all those bugs helped your immune system 19 years ago back when you were doing Survivor? Didn't you have to eat a bunch of crap in the woods?
Listen, you lived on rice and the whole issue of toilet paper and hoarding toilet paper back then. I mean, you know, you found your favorite tree and your softest leaf, and that was it. There was no running to a Costco to stock up with toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, getting back to these videos real quick, Keith. Your grandson, what is his name?
Eider.
Eider, okay,
Eider
very
James,
good.
Eider James, yeah.
My favorite is when you're doing the asparagus video and he keeps climbing on the counter and Keith keeps taking him off the counter and he goes on the counter and he goes off the counter. It really is great because you're imparting good information, but just with a really sweet twist to it.
Did he actually eat the asparagus?
The name of the game. Oh, he loves asparagus, yeah. You know, growing up myself, I grew up with canned mushrooms, hated them. Canned green beans, hated them. You know, I didn't have the fresh, you know, my mom just didn't cook like that, but back in the 60s.
I never knew that there was such a thing as fresh vegetables. I honestly did not until I left home and went to college. I'm not kidding you. Yeah, I didn't. Exactly. I never had a bite of asparagus. I never had a bite of broccoli. You know what I had? Creamed corn in a can.
Oh, the worst. And the worst was the green beans and, oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And my dad wouldn't eat anything unless it was brown.
Oh, yeah, that was my dad, too. It had to be. You literally had to have a hammer with the spatula to chip his meat off of the frying pan before he
would
eat
it. Right, exactly. You know, obviously, we've changed over the years and looked at eating habits differently, but there's a philosophy in eating your colors. And I think that everybody should really concentrate on eating their colors every day.
By the way, what color is vodka?
What color is vodka?
Does that count?
Well, it started out as a potato.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
all
yeah,
right.
Yes,
I love it. Very good. Keith, it's always nice to talk to you. Thanks for doing what you do. You always are entertaining, and you always have Detroit at heart, and we thank you for that.
No, thank you. And you know, our hearts go out to everybody, and you guys, too. I mean, these are really difficult, tumultuous times we're in the midst of, and ends are uncertain. And I think that the work you do, as everybody on the front lines, is so important. So thank you.
Aw, thanks, Keith. Have a great day. Hi to your little one.
All right, take care. Love you guys.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's greatest hits. 104.3 WOMC.
Hey, everybody, this is JJ and Joanne, and we've been recognizing people throughout the Metro Detroit area who've been doing nice things for us, Joanne.
There are so many people who are kind of going above and beyond to help people during this time of crisis, and one of them is a guy named Abe Atala down in Allen Park helping to fix people's vehicles.
Yeah, I saw this story yesterday. Actually, my brother Matt pointed it out to me, so I want to give him the shout out for connecting me with this guy. Thank you, Matt. And this guy's doing amazing work giving free car repairs.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, Abe, it's JJ and Joanne. How are you?
Yeah, speaking. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Abe, good, how are you? We're doing good, and it's people like you in these times of crisis that actually put a smile on our face. We've been, for the past couple of weeks since we launched this new show, we've been doing shout-outs to local restaurants, and we took note of your story. You're doing free car repairs?
Yeah, definitely. Figured I need to do something to help people out and comfort them, and, you know, it's an insane world we live in at the moment.
How's it working, Abe?
Oh, it's a little bit insane. Last night, actually, I was on Fox 2 News, and after that aired, it was just pure insanity on my social media. Even before then, I had about a couple of hundred people reach out to me in the Downriver community, and, you know, I was kind of trying to make my way through all of that. After being on the news, I've had about five or six other mechanics contact me, willing to help me out, help other people for free as well. So that made me extremely happy, and I know that I'll be able to get to a whole lot more people now.
I bet, Abe, because obviously you've probably got more people who need your help than you're able to provide at this point, right, with all those people responding?
Oh, absolutely. I'd say in total, I've probably received over 1,000 messages on Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We have an idea because we want to help you out as well. Give us your phone number for people to call so they can schedule maintenance on their vehicle.
Oh, man.
No, seriously. Do you have your own storefront? Do you have your own business?
My situation is I fix semi trucks. I'm still working my full-time job fixing semi trucks. I've got many years experience working on cars. And like I said, initially when I started doing this, I have a Dodge Charger, and I just threw a bunch of tools in. I made a post on Facebook in a group for people that live downriver, and I figured I'd get maybe 10 people that reached out to me. I had no idea it would take off as it was. So yeah, I don't have a storefront. I actually travel to people. I'm like a traveling mechanic, you know, because a lot of people think they can't afford a shop or their car is just disabled and they can't even afford to tow it to a shop. So, you know, that's where I figured, you know, I'd go to them.
Wow.
All right, so we're not going to burden you with more business, but we just wanted to recognize you publicly for the good work you're doing like others in this community. So our salute to you, our hats off to you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, get to work.
Yeah, right, for real.
Yeah, I will.
Have a great
wasting
day.
Your time talking to us two morons.
Exactly.
Thanks, guys.
Three morons.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
Another ray of sunshine for you in the midst of all this kind of darkness with this coronavirus thing. Kelly Stafford just put something on her Instagram page, okay? She and her husband, our quarterback, of course, Matt Stafford for the Lions, do so much good work in our community.
Always.
And they have just done something else. Here. She puts this long post saying, Matthew and I want to make sure you know how much we appreciate what you're doing. Those who are putting their lives on the line, the healthcare workers, kind of the you know, the ones who are on the front line. So here's what they're offering. They want to pay for meals, carry out meals for these people. And they're partnering with three restaurants, Wahlburgers in Royal Oak. So that's great for, you know, Beaumont Hospital officials and healthcare workers. Slow's Barbecue in Detroit. Covers BMC and Henry Ford and all those. And then Roadside B&G Zingerman's Delicatessen in Ann Arbor. They've got you covered. They want you to walk in if you bring your hospital badge. And when you call and place your order, mention that you work for a hospital and you're a healthcare worker. They will cover up to three carry-out meals per order. The Staffords are paying for your lunch or your dinner. I think it's just a great small thing that they can do. Or a big thing, really. It can add up to a whole lot of meals. But they want to show you that they care.
Well, they understand, like we all do, that we are all in this together.
Mornings with JJ and Joanne.
Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.
This is Play on the Porch Ram Trucks and 104.3 WMC, standing strong with you during these tough times to help you stay connected. And yes, this is the song this evening. JJ, you ready?
Yeah.
You don't really care for music, do you?
Wow.
Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor form that the major lift, the baffled king can pose in hallelujah.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That girl's only 15 years old with that amazing voice.
And she's a Michigan. She's a Michigan teenager, New Haven, Michigan. She posted
this.
Can
I hire her for my porch tonight?
Seriously. She posted this on the Play on the Porch, hashtag Play on the Porch 2020 Facebook group that's got like, what'd you say?
18,000.
18,000 followers at this point. She was like maybe a day ahead with that song, but we know none of us are going to sound that good, but she's incredible. What's her name? Anyone have her name pulled up?
Layla. I know that her first name is Leela. Don't have her last name. I'll find that for you, though. Pretty doggone good.
Ridiculously talented. You're not kidding.
So head out to the porch tonight, sing or play, and then post it to social media with the hashtag Play on the Porch. JJ and Joanne.
8 a.m. Another song for you. Be listening.
Hour-long free ride on this Thursday. Detroit's Greatest Hits, WOMC.
JJ and Joanne in the morning. Detroit's Greatest Hits,
104.3 WOMC. Hey, there is some big news, though, this morning. I'm seeing some push alerts. We're always monitoring social media and all that stuff. CNBC reporting that Americans are going to start receiving coronavirus relief checks we talked about, like $1,200, something around that, in about 3 weeks. That, according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin.
Hang on by your fingernails for three more weeks, kids.
Soon enough. Right.
Yeah. And by the way, Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, our car guy over there and friend of ours, reporting now that Ford has set April 6th as a return to work day for opening the factories back up so they can start making cars again. And that's good news.
It is. GM, there's no word on what they're doing yet, and they won't comment, and FCA hasn't made a decision yet either.
Yeah, they'll all follow suit, I think, within a day or so. I would guess, anyway. They can't. Yeah. They have to, actually.
I would think so.
So our thanks, by the way, to a bunch of people today. Matt Cullen, Bedrock from downtown, the Dan Gilbert operation. We chatted with him about the good stuff they're doing. Keith Famey was on with us this morning. Abe, the car guy down in Allen Park, who's fixing cars for free in the face of all of this madness. In fact, and all of you guys for joining us here today. We appreciate that.
Yeah, Mike from the Novi Coney Island, one of the favorite spots for my dad and me to go.
That, Jason, so her dad gets free cabbage soup for each mention
that
she
gives. Yeah, say that, or he continues to pay for it.
It is either a game. Way. Who can put the credit card down faster? If I just wait an extra 10 seconds.
Tyrannosaurus Rex arms all of a sudden, right?
Hey, you want to say, though, that the interviews that we did, you will find those at WMC.com. We're going to put them on Facebook as well this morning. Always a great resource. If you don't like our WMC Facebook page, please go and do it, because we put great stuff there every morning.
Also, if you go to WMC.com here in about 15, 20 minutes or so, if you missed anything from our show, I'm going to have our entire show up online, because I know everybody's work, you know, schedule is off, so you may not be listening as early in the morning. So if you missed any of the JJ and Joanne show here on WMC, it's on our podcast at WMC.com.
But don't miss it, because you can always listen on radio.com all the time, wherever you are in the country. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook and WOMC.com.
It's JJ and Joanne and Detroit's greatest hits, 104.3 WOMC.